G'day, it's Moffy. Today is April 15. The Titanic sunk in the North Atlantic on this day in 1912. The British passenger liner hit an iceberg before it sunk. Only 710 of more than 2,000 passengers survived. Obviously, in 1912, there wasn't really that much footage, so we just used the movie. The first franchise McDonald's store opened on this day in 1955 by Ray Kroc.
To me, it was all inclusive. It was Irish to the Irish. It sounded Scotch to the Scotch. It was a typical English-American word. It flowed. McDonald's. It was easy for the kids to say and remember.
The Rolling Stones released their album Aftermath in 1966. It gave us songs like Mother's Little Helper and Under My Thumb. Under my In 1974, we were introduced to Sweet Home Alabama when Lynyrd Skynyrd released their second album, Second Helping. Sweet Home Alabama, but I'm coming home to you. The final NXS album with Michael Hutchence hit stores on this day in 1997. The record, Elegantly Wasted. Three people died while 264 others were injured during the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013. Two bombs exploded just near the finish line at the event.
I had just come in, had gone through the area where you get sports drinks and food after completing, and had started to head back to where I was staying, and there was a large boom and just a cloud of smoke that came out. There was almost like a pause, and then everyone started screaming, running away from the cloud and the explosion. It was just absolutely surreal. No one really knew what had happened.
And it's 2 years since the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris was damaged by fire.
Good evening. It is one of the most famous buildings in the world. It has stood on the banks of the River Seine for more than 800 years. Tonight, Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is completely engulfed by fire. The flames appear to have started in the roof where extensive renovation work was being carried out. They quickly took hold. The cathedral's spire collapsed into the building. It's feared very little has been saved.
It's Aussie country music singer Lee Kernaghan's birthday today. He's 57.
We're all members of the Outback Club. We don't back down and we don't give up. We're all living in the land we love. Born and raised, we're all members of the Outback
Club. Dave Edmonds is 77 today. Aussie comedian Kim Gingell is 68.
I swear.
The evidence I shall give.
That the evidence that I shall give.
Shall be the truth.
Shall be the truth.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth in that.
And actor Seth Rogen is 39 today.
One of the things I know that makes me not a great actor is when I'm in a scene with someone who's acting really, really well, I find myself thinking, whoa, this person's doing good.
And it all happened today, April 15.